بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. We ended off when the term completed last year was, we discussed the chapter of Tahara from the Kitab Mishkatul Masabih, which is a famous kitab on Ahadith, which Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has given great acceptance in the world. At the beginning of the chapter of Tahara, we explained that Shah Waliullah Rahimullah in a most unique manner explained that there are three groups in the issue of Tahara and how they conduct themselves with regards to purity. He explained that there is that group that after having a meeting or after getting a chance to interact with the selected of Almighty Allah's, example, Jibreel alayhi salam meets with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is taken for Mi'raj, just the meeting with an angel, and the awliya that Allah tabarak ta'ala allowed to have what is called certain tajalliyat, certain kash, and they get such a feeling, such a high level of enjoyment, that when it is removed from them, thereafter purity remains part of their nature. And they always strive for that condition to be as pure as possible, because that was that condition they experienced, the highest level of purity. So the second level are those who the Nabi of Allah, or the vicegerents of the Nabi of Allah, so many times they mention the words of Quran or the Sunnah, until a person gets like yaqeen, that there is nothing better than being pure. So for him to be pure becomes part of his second nature. He loves itar, he loves surma, he loves staying with wuzu. And then he said the third level is the level of those who they don't find any real benefit in wuzu. But just because wudu is vital for salah, when the time of salah comes, then they make that wudu. He says that is that group which, as though Allah Tabarak Ta'ala is pulling them with chains into paradise, that they don't want to themselves go, meaning they can't see any benefit in wudu, but they're still making it. So in the chapter of the secrets of salah, Shah Waliullah Rahimullah now repeat the same thing. He will say in the issue of salah, there are three groups, and it will be based on the same three. In a most unique manner, he explains it, and then we will explain the ibarat of his to understand how he would summarize this and what a mind Allah Tabarak Ta'ala had given him. But the crux of what he is going to say is the same. That he says there is that group of selected slaves of Almighty Allah. They were given a chance to experience such a level of what we call wisal. Wisal means connection with Almighty Allah. They experience such a level of wisal. We will understand this year if we read the ahadith of Qiyamah. And then when everyone will be scared and the whole world will ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to intercede, no one will be ready to go front. Not even Ibrahim alayhi salam. He will say, I was Khalil, wara, wara. That from behind, meaning in this world, I was called the friend of Allah. Today everything is in front. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time will stand up. So after that, whatever will happen after that is what would happen if Allah tabarak ta'ala had to show his beauty to anyone. The first thing that would happen is that the individual would fall into a state of complete fear, which we call khushu. In the beauty, we call it the beauty of Almighty Allah, but rather the word majesty. In the majesty of Almighty Allah, when it opens up, at that time the first thing that will happen is Rasulullah ﷺ will fall into sajda. That falling into sajda is because of the height of that majesty which will be exhibited, where everyone else will not even have that himmat to stand. Full majesty. in sajda, and he will just continue praising Allah, praising Allah, praising Allah. That height of khushu, khushu means that the heart is gripped with that fear. Not fear of something that is harmful, but fear of that majesty of what is in front. Thereafter it will be said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now irfa' ra'sak. Now you may lift your head. Before he said that, he will not lift his head. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will praise Almighty Allah with words and words and words, which I have never praised Allah with. He said, Allah will continue inspiring and I'll continue just making. Because you'll wonder, like, how long will you be able to make that? If someone, example, has to make a dua for 40 minutes, everyone comes and says, what a dua, like. It was in Arabic. It was half an hour, 40 minutes. How he remembered the dua? But on that day, there won't be a 40-minute dua, like. Time will wait. Time will wait. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will just continue and continue and continue. And you can't give it a time until it will be said, irfa' ra'asak, now lift your head. So that first hay'at, that first feeling that is created or felt when a person is blessed with this level of complete, total wisal, is you are gripped with what is called khushu, that the heart becomes gripped in the fear of the, with the majesty of Almighty Allah. As soon as that happens, the next thing that happens is the tongue automatically starts singing the praises of Almighty Allah. That's what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immediately started. And in the praises is Subhana, Allah, you are pure, Alhamdu, Allah, all purity is to you. And he just continues and continues and continues. So the tongue starts moving. The heart first gets khushu. When the heart gets that fear, that level of khushu, it shows everywhere on the body. So that individual doesn't move after that. He is just gripped. So there is no motion of the body like how me and you will move around, look around, see up and down. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a sahabi radiallahu anhu, his hand went on his beard. So his words at that time was, if the heart had khushu, then that would never have happened. If the heart had khushu, that would never have happened. But we don't have that. But those who were blessed with that wisal, that feeling of closeness with Almighty Allah, the first thing that's created within them is a unique level of khushu. Me and you, we haven't been given that wisal, so we won't understand this. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever the storm would start, so the rest of the people, they would say, there were many storms. Some will say, just close the shutters. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's face would change. He would hasten to the masjid. He, because of that level of khushu, that fear that was within him, was on a very high level. Very high level. But the rest of us, we won't have that fear. So those that were blessed with that wisal. So one is khushu of the heart. Then the body gets still. Then the tongue starts moving in expressing the greatness of Almighty Allah. And thereafter, when it is said, now irfa' ra'asak, now lift up your head and ask what you want to ask. Sal tu'ta. Then in a very humble manner, the individual starts making one, two du'as also. But otherwise, the crux of the entire, when you are in front of the mightiest of kings, is not asking, is only praising, 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 until the mighty king says, ask something. And in a very humble manner, the individual then asks. That is called munajat. Shaullah rahimullah says, those that were blessed with this wisal, but it was natural in this world, that level could only be for a few minutes, a few seconds. For the Nabi of Allah, it was going to be in that small time when wahi was coming. Either at the time of Mi'raj, where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had direct, or at the time of revelation, was there was indirect, but indirect wisal with Almighty Allah. So that entire body would go through a feeling. After that day, now that was wisal, connection. Said after that wisal would be lifted, the individual, that pure being that was blessed with this, he would look and search for something that could bring him as close as possible to that feeling. And the only place he could find it was in Salah. So Salah would be called Qurratu Ayn. That this is for me the coolness of my eyes. Because in Salah now, whatever was done naturally by the body at that moment of wisal was now going to be done by the individual, and it would give him memories of that meeting. So everything which happened there, his salah would be 100% muwafiq to it. When that Allahu Akbar would take place, the whole body would come in that state of khushu. The heart would have it. Then it would be found on the body, so the body is not moving. Sakinuna qaliban, the body is like still. There's no movement, there is no scratching. Then the tongue immediately would start. Now had the tongue been told, now carry on praising, it would never know when can I stop praising. So Almighty Allah in His kindness was going to give the words also. And such words were going to be used, which was called encompassing every praise. And as it was going to change postures from standing, and then as the azmat would grow, you would go into ruku. And then when the azmat would get even further, you would fall in sajda. And that levels of praise on each one, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, that I am the lowest Allah, you are the highest. And thereafter it said, repeat it again, and the individual stands again. And then again he starts praising Allah, which is called Al-Fatiha. And then again, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, again Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Everything. Right at the end of the salah, just before leaving, and it's as though it said, now ask what you want. And the individual just ends his salah with one dua, two duas. So he says that was like the only, the closest that that individual could ever get to that feeling. That was the first level. He said for majority of the ummah, however, that first level was for a selected few. May Allah tabarak ta'ala give it to all, but a level of mushahada opens up, an individual gets a taste of what it is. After that, he only finds some similarity with the day in his salah. Then he doesn't want to leave the salah. Because when that Allahu Akbar is said, it brings him back into that state where his body starts enjoying that feeling again. He says the second level were those who were going to hear the words of the Nabi of Allah. Or of those who experienced that level. They were going to say it in such manners and with so much of yaqeen, because they were the ones who experienced. This is the best person to explain to you. The taste of the apple is the person who ate the apple. But if that person himself never tasted it, he can tell you a whole bayan about how the apple is supposed to be. And you'll ask him. Sometimes you'll go to a marriage counselor. First question you must ask, are you married? If the man is not married, he's not the man to pay for. He himself is divorced. So he, whatever he is going to say is he's reading a book like a woman who said, I learned a lot of recipes. Say, have you ever cooked? She said, no. You'll never try her food. So in this year, it was always that first level were going to be the ones who were going to teach the second level. It wasn't going to be a lie, this. Allah has made it such that the teachers of the ummah, meaning the anbiya alayhimus salam and their vicegerents, which were going to be the ulama-i rabbaniyin and the awliya-i sadiqin, they were going to experience, and on the basis of experience they were going to talk. If it was just going to be on the basis of talk, then never ever would effect go with it. The person listening would later on say, this man, he experienced what he is saying. So they were going to experience that. What they experienced, and they were going to tell the next group. May Allah make us of the first group. But if he can't be of the first group, then may Allah make us of the second group. The second group were those who were going to hear these ahadith so much of the benefit of salah. They were going to read it. And they were going to believe in it so much that when they were going to say Allahu Akbar, their body was going into a state that although they have yet not experienced that first condition, they were going to start from the beginning. That first group, Almighty Allah allowed them that they tasted the end. After getting a taste of the end, then they were now brought and they were told continue connecting. The second group are those that never tasted, but they start at the beginning. And every few days they make an effort to better their salah. And then they start feeling that the heart is getting more attentive. The body wants to move. They tell the body, don't ever think of moving. Do you feel the azmat of Allah? The body is not feeling. The body says, yes, I feel it. And the body stays more still. It says, just for 2 minutes, I'm in that presence at the moment. Then the tongue starts moving. Then he tells the tongue, we're not just saying empty words. If you understand what the court is, and even if you're saying short words, but say it with that feeling. And as that tamreen is taking place and the body starts coming more, Allah Tabarakallah allows him to start getting that feeling of wisal. So he starts from the beginning and he reaches. And then Shawalillah Rahimullah says, and then there is that third group. That third group, they get no feeling at all. And they find absolutely no benefit in salah at all. The only thing is because their family around them is performing salah. Or he could have written in his kitab because the madrasa got a nazim. Then the person then just says, I have to go. He says he comes for the salah, he reads his salah. He says he also is not going to be left without benefit. He is like the man who Allah grabbed him with chains and pulled him into paradise. That he never even knew why he's reading the salah. He never even knew what he's searching for. He never even knew what must I do in the salah. But in what a manner he explained these three levels and how he put it front that everyone desires, I wish I can be of that first like. That person then naturally says, the coolness of my eyes is in my salah. That give me a musalla, I need again to start. That person, whenever there's some bad news, immediately he will say, like how in the world of shayateeniyat, if anything bad happens, then the man says, where's my bottle? So he says, I just drink to take away all my problems. And if that man is not the high level shaitan, then he's a lower level, he says, where's my cigarette? You see, imtihan time, you'll see more than the pens being sold, boxes are being sold. Everything comes out, stress. But the person who had tasted at the time of difficulty, immediately he says, where's my musalla? And there were those people, and Allah make us all from them. Soon as someone's demise reached them, then before breaking down, immediately they said, where's my musalla? He said, Allahu Akbar. The reason is that that was the coolness of the eyes. As long as I'm in this level of azmat, the body won't even think of crying at the moment. So just enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And then only after the salam, then the person says, right, let me think about, my father passed away. But for that few minutes, there was no going to be no thought of it. Because he brought himself back into that atmosphere of the azmat of Allah. So in this manner, he explains these words. He says, the chapter of the secrets of salah. He says, understand very well, verily man kad yukhtatafu ila al-hadhiratil muqaddasa. Sometimes Almighty Allah snatches him. He is snatched towards that most pure court. And he is given the chance to make a connection with Almighty Allah. And thereafter, in that high position, unique tajalliyat of Almighty Allah descend upon him. And it overpowers his being. At that moment he experiences and he witnesses things which the tongue can never ever describe. Then he is returned to his previous condition. From this moment onwards he will never find contentment. He will always search for any position or any place in which he can find some sort of connection or taste with what he had tasted previously. He will search for a condition in which his soul can become completely drowned in the remembrance of his Allah. He wants a condition in which he will find the highest level of ta'zim, showing the greatness of Allah, of khudu, where his heart is gripped with the fear of Allah, of munajat, speaking and praising Almighty Allah. So that is that first level. And you will find it in nothing but in salah. The second level will be that man, سَمِعَ الْمُخْبِرَ الصَّادِقَ يَدْعُوهُ إِلَى هَذِهِ الْحَالَ, who heard the most truthful, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, inviting us towards this condition. وَيُرَغِّبُ فِيهَا, and prodding us on that, try it, taste it, don't leave it. فَصَدَّقَهُ بِشَهَادَةِ قَلْبِهِ, and this man said, my Nabi has never spoken a lie. فَفَعَلَ, so he also said that Allahu Akbar. And the body wanted to move. He told the body, just hold on. The mind wanted to go somewhere else. He told the mind, just try to stay. The body was tired and he said, another salah. He told the body, just carry on. And he said, وَوَجَدَ مَا وَعَدَ بِهِ حَقَّى, until a time came, he finds what he was promised to be the truth. That the coolness of his eyes also started coming in his salah. He started getting that connection. وَرْتَقَى إِلَى مَا يَرْجُو, and he finally reaches what he was desirous of. And the final is that man, رَجُلٌ أَلْجَأَهُ الْأَنْبِيَى, that the Anbiya alayhimu salam forced him to performing salah. وَهُوَ لَا يَعْلَمْ, he doesn't understand any benefit in it. بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْوَالِدْ يَحْبِسُ أَوْلَادَهُ عَلَىٰ تَعْلِيمِ الصَّنَاعَاتِ, it is like a father who forces his children to learn certain funoon, certain crafts. And they don't want to, وَهُوَ كَارِهُونَ وَهُمْ كَارِهُونَ. But later on, when the father passes away or the father is old, and they start using it and they start earning, then they will always thank their father. He says, this is salah and the secrets behind salah. So as we will explain in the future, may Allah Tabarak Ta'ala bless us all that we're not of that last group. That our salah must not just be that, hey, I have to read it. It must be of that second level because we were not given that opportunity of divine feeling. But Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, in the few years that we have here and in this pure environment, grant us the chance to put ourselves in salah. Ulama have beautifully mentioned, there is no need for a very lengthy salah. You don't have to have a long salah. You can have a short salah. But they said, don't ever have a fast salah. They said, you can have a short salah, don't ever have a fast salah. Because in a fast salah, it's like a person doesn't want to be doing it, I just need to finish it. In a short salah, when a man does something and he does it short, he doesn't rush through it. He makes everything short. But he does everything nicely. You call it short and sweet. So they say, don't have a fast salah, because you will never get that khushu in it. There's nothing wrong with a short salah. So you start, and we will explain certain ways how a person should try to work on getting what is called that khushu of the qalb, which many a person says, in the salah, I'm trying to think about nothing but the salah. But in salah, I think about everything but the salah. So because he's making that effort perhaps in the wrong direction, that's why it becomes so difficult. So ulama have given certain ways which make it very easy to bring a person onto that. I never knew it was so easy. You must remember, when Allah Tabarak Ta'ala wanted something beneficial, most beneficial, Almighty Allah in His kindness made it most easy. Most beneficial for man was the kalima, la ilaha illallah. On it, no nukta was put also. Because the nukta to the Arab was known as the heavy letter. The demand was the key to Jannah supposed to be something heavy. What was most needed for everyone was going to be made most easy. Most needed was going to be made most easy. So similarly, what is needed in salah is concentration. If Allah Tabarak Ta'ala was going to make it the most hard, then it means it wasn't most important. But we know it's most important. So the opposite then, which means Allah Tabarak Ta'ala was going to make it very easy. So if a person is saying, I find it very hard to concentrate in salah, then it will be said to him that you're looking for the wrong thing. If you are searching for the wrong thing, that is why it's going to always be difficult to get it. And if you have to make an effort perhaps in another direction, so sometimes something is hidden behind a mountain. So that person looks at that hill and he says, you know, to climb that, if you ever went climbing a hill or a mountain, you'll understand, one is going up is hard. And every time you think you're almost there, then you stop, then you say, hey, the almost is still far. And then you carry on, then you stop, I'm almost there and it's a little further. But when you reach the top, you will find out that the journey down sometimes is even harder than the journey up. It's not easy to come down. Going up is sometimes easier. So such a high climb, and then so hard to go down. And then another person says to you, you know what? You can carry on trying to climb the mountain. I'm going around the mountain. So that person just walks around it. By the time you come down, he's already waiting for you. He said, what are you doing here? He said, the thing wasn't climbing the mountain and going down the mountain. The thing was, both of us knew something is on the other side of the mountain. So when we knew it's on the other side of the mountain, there were two ways to get it. You took the hard way, I took the easy way. In life like that, many things are. That sometimes we all know what we want to get. But the issue is, how do I go about getting it? One person makes a very hard journey, and on the way he gives up and he says, I can't make it. And the person, other person went around. He picked it up and he came back already as though nothing had happened. So we will explain how Allah Tawarakala has made concentration very easy. But perhaps people, because they want to climb to a very high level just to get this concentration, they forgot that there's another way of getting it in a very easy manner, go around the mountain. Inshallah, Allah Tawarakala grant us tawfiq. We make dua that Allah Tawarakala, in His kindness, in the barakah of ilm, in the barakah of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let salah become for every one of us qurratu a'yun, the coolness of our eyes. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.